Special Edition, Talking Communities, Blind Cool Tech, June 6, 2006.
Blind Cool Tech, where fun.
Well, I wanted to play with the podcast stuff, okay?
Technology,
the world, is anybody there?
And blindness.
Oh, God, who put that wall there?
And all comes together.
Hey y'all, how you doing? I'm Larry Skupcon, your host for this special edition of Blind Cool Tech. We're doing this recording for a presentation at Talking Communities at 8 p.m. on June 19th, 2006. And we'll play this recording, which will consist of two parts about podcasting. Part one, this recording, will be an introduction and how to get started listening to podcasts. Part two will be how to create and upload your own podcast. I am, as I mentioned earlier, Larry Skutcon, and we're actually doing a podcast now. First of all, I do want to welcome all of you people from Talking Communities. And I will, like I say, be around for questions at the end of this at 9 o'clock. We are doing a podcast right now. In fact, I'm on my way to work, and I often chat as part of the Blind Cool Tech podcast. I'm walking with my guide dog, Jake. And we are in Louisville, Kentucky. It's a nice, brisk morning. Just to give you a little background on myself, I've been blind since I was 21, and in fact, if you do want to know a little bit more about me, one of the things we have on the Blind Cool Tech website are career profiles of different people, and mine is up there. Good boy, little buddy. But to give you the brief version, actually went to college at UALR in Little Rock, Arkansas, with the intent to go into law, but discovered computers on the way, and have really been in the assistive technology business pretty much since 1984, 85. I wrote a program for the Apple, several of them, a word processor and a terminal, and had a partner, Jeff Wheatley, wrote some Braille translation software. It was really good stuff. I wrote a screen reader for the PC called ASAP and ASAW for Windows, and I'm currently the project leader for technology projects in the research department at American Printing House for the Blind, where I'm on the way as we record this. Good boy. Excuse the out of breath. This is quite a hill. A lot of you may have heard of podcasting, and I know when I first heard about it, I was mildly interested. I didn't really see a great deal of application. But if you think about it a little bit, I think you'll see that there's actually some pretty significant applications for quite a variety of things. What is a podcast, first of all, though? A podcast is, I like to think of it as the way a TiVo works when you record a TV show. So instead of being there at the time when the broadcast occurs, you record the show, and this is kind of known as time shifting in the digital world. So you record the show, and then you're able to watch it at your leisure. Well, that's very much the way podcasting works, except these files, these recordings, these videos are delivered over your PC. And you can copy them either to your MP3 player, or you can just listen to them right there on your PC. Now, podcast is really almost a confusing word, because it implies that you have to have an iPod to listen to them. But really what the word implies is that you need an MP3 player or some kind of media player, and Windows Media Player on your PC works just fine. There you go, little buddy. Sorry about that. A little bit of low-hanging branches there. One of the best ways, in fact, to get started listening to podcasts without having to install any kind of software is to just go to a website and click on the links. For the particular audio files or video files or whatever they may be. Good boy. It's a little confusing. Just what really is a podcast? Does it have to be the idea that it has to be delivered to you? Or is just going to a website and listening to the audio constituted as being a podcast? Well, I don't really know the answer to that. I think that the most beneficial and intriguing part of podcasts is this automatic delivery mechanism. And the way this works is very much the way a newsreader works. If you've ever run a program like SharpReader or NewsGator that allows you to go to a website, and if that website supports what's known as an RSS feed, RSS being really simple syndication, which is a file that the web maintenance people will keep updated with the new content on the site. So your newsreader program can read this RSS file and just see what's new on that site. And that's a great way for you to keep up with a lot of different sites without having to go to each one. The newsreader gathers everything for you. Well, if you extend the concept of the newsreader to be able to include media files or attachments to the news items, you have a program that can deliver audio content to you. And a lot of people call that kind of a program a pod catcher. So it's pod catching software. Probably one of the most accessible and usable podcatcher programs out there right now, anyway, is one called Juice. In fact, Sarah Alawemi just did a tutorial of Juice and put it on the Blind Cool Tech website, this morning, June 6th. So if you are interested in learning how to use Juice, that's one excellent resource right there. You can download Juice also on the Blind Cool Tech website under the Frequently Asked Questions section. So let's just talk about how Juice works and what it is. Just like a newsreader, you tell Juice that you would like to subscribe to what's called a feed. And each podcast has a feed, and Juice goes through the list of feeds and looks in each one to see if there is any new content. And if there is, if the people that run that podcast have made a new one, Juice will download it and put it onto your computer's hard drive. So you can get up in the morning or whenever and look at the list of things that Juice downloaded and either have them automatically transfer to your MP3 player, or you may just want to selectively send ones over to your MP3 player, or you may just want to sit at the computer and listen to them. So the way Juice works in general is that, and it is a little quirky, so you might want to really take advantage of some of these tutorials that are up on Blind Cool Tech and other places. And again, that's the nice thing about a podcast. You don't really have to have Juice set up to go to the website and just manually download some audio and listen to it. Good boy, little buddy. You can, and that way you can get an idea of what people are talking about, how to use things, get familiar with things. So once you install Juice, you have to subscribe to podcasts in order for Juice to be able to download and deliver them to you. Now, the way you subscribe to podcasts is, done in several ways. In the early days, it used to be that the best thing to do would be to go to one of the podcast directories like podcastalley.com or podcastpickle.com. Good boy. That, by the way, is an accessible traffic signal you hear there. Oh, and a train. Goodness, that's going to be a little difficult to talk over, but we'll do our best. We may have to cut out part of this and try again. This really is kind of an example of what you'll get on a lot of podcasts, and I don't want to get away from the Juice discussion, but this does bring up a good example of, first of all, there's many kinds of podcasts. They're all not amateur productions like this one. Many of the big media companies are starting to deliver content via podcast. Let this train go by here. If you're not listening to this, by the way, with some headphones, you may want to. We really recommend, that's the best way to kind of experience the walk with us as we talk. We're recording with some good binaural microphones from Church Audio on a M-Audio Microtrack digital recorder. So the quality is not too shabby at all. It's really can get into the walk with this. All right, let's go ahead and continue with Juice since the train noise seems to have abated slightly. Juice now has a directory of podcasts that you can subscribe to, and you can also import lists of podcasts to which you might wish to subscribe. In fact, one way we recommend to get started with this is to download the what's called an OPML file on the Blind Cool Tech website under Frequently Asked Questions again, and it's just called Best of the Best, and it's really a list of 20 or 30 different podcasts, a lot of them blindness related, a lot of them examples of other kinds of media companies, professional companies like NBC or Fox. So recommend going to, well, first of all, get your Juice installed. Go to the file and running, and go to the file menu and select import. Once you've downloaded this best of the best .zip, it isn't a zip file, so you'll have to expand that. And I think most of us using Windows XP, that should be a pretty apparent process at this point. If not, like I say, I will be around at the end of this, so hopefully we can ask more podcasting type questions than zip file questions, though. Anyway, once you import this list of feeds into your Juice podcatcher, you will have a little bit more to choose from on your screen. I recommend go to the View menu, select Subscriptions, and this will put you in a list of all the subscriptions that you are now subscribed to. And if you don't like one of those, it's easy enough to delete it. I believe it's just Control D, in fact. Jake, come on, up.
Whoa.
Alright, hold on. Lost the microphone. So, just press Control D and confirm, and you will have deleted that feed. But what you can also do is, as you move through this list of feeds, you'll see really not much more than the name of the podcast and the URL where that podcast is located. If you want more information about the podcast, you can go to the Tools menu and look at Feed Properties. And as Sarah can explain to you in the tutorial, you can set up these feeds to deal with things like times when you don't have a chance to listen to any of this, and, you know, letting the program automatically start eliminating older material as time passes and that grows. But if you're on this subscriptions page tab, all the items from the View menu, by the way, are also available as a multi-tab dialog box. Juice is, by the way, a little persnickety, I guess is the word. So let me just clue you into some of the oddities to it after we get through with this discussion of the subscriptions page. Now, as you move through the list of subscriptions, you can press the tab key, and you'll be in a list of all the episodes for that particular podcast. Now, by default, if you just first ran this thing, only the very last one, which will be at the top, or you could call it the first one, the most recent one, let's say, will be marked for download, and it'll say the name of the episode and then the status. It'll say, I think it's marked for download, in fact. Now, if you down arrow, you'll go to the next one, and it'll give you the name of that episode and the status, which by default will be skipped removed, I believe. But if you press the space bar, that'll change the status to download. All right, forward. Let's go straight. Good boy. Crossing the street here, excuse me. That's it, little buddy. Good boy. So you can go through and mark as many as you want. Now, to actually start the process of downloading, there's a couple of ways to do it. Hitting F5 will start it right now and get them going. By the way, don't recommend doing this on a dial-up connection. Really need high-speed internet access to take advantage of these files. They can be 20, 30, 50, 90 megabytes. each, so you're really talking about not playing around too much with yesterday's technology just for the sheer sake of the storage requirements. So you can press shift tab and get back to the list of podcasts that you're subscribed to. Now, a minute ago I was telling you about the quirkiness of juice. Let me touch on that just a second. Juice is really designed to be run in the background, and you can set it to really not even show up in your tab order and have it just lurking in the system tray there. However you want to do it. I prefer to leave it in the tab order, but one of the peculiarities of that is that you often have to alt-tab to it twice. In other words, the first time you do it, it'll just say Juice Podcast Receiver. So you have to alt-tab away and then alt-tab back, and it'll actually say it twice. I don't know why it does that. It's just a peculiarity that you might want to be aware of. There's also some problems with accessibility in the schedule setting. Juice is really, like I said, designed to be set up to run all the time and download your material on a schedule. And you can either set it up for an interval like every few hours, and you can set how long, or you can actually set it up on times. If you have some podcasts, for instance, that you listen to on a daily basis and you know they come in at a certain time, you may want to set this thing to grab it as soon as it's available. I was doing that a lot with the NBC Nightly News podcast. It came on, I think it was about 2 hours after the show aired. But it was a great way, to catch up with all the news without the distraction of the commercials. And actually, a good high-quality recording of it, in fact. So, good boy. So, you may want to set that schedule up in different ways depending on how you're using it. And the scheduler is a little bit tricky with speech. So that's your only caveat. Now, on the About to Be Here front, Internet Explorer 7 Beta 2 is already here. And it actually does support RSS feeds directly in the browser, and it supports the use of the enclosure tag within the feed, which is the tag that allows you to attach media files or files of any kind to your individual, we'll call them articles. I'm not totally thrilled with the interface to the way IE7's working, but let's reserve judgment on that. There may be some slight changes before the program is released. And, the fact is it does work, and it's there. It's installed with your PC. Now, the last thing I wanted to talk to you about with respect to Juice Podcatcher is the real briefly, the downloads tab. So we go to the view menu and hit downloads. This will be a list of all the individual episodes that have been downloaded to your hard drive, and the location you put these is configurable. I believe there's an option in the file menu for allowing you to set up some of those kind of parameters. At one time, I was actually sending all the podcasts directly to my flash card, But I found that that was really tying up the card a little bit too much. And then, of course, taking that flash card and putting it on the book port or, you know, whatever other MP3 player you have or whatever media you want to copy it to. So the downloads tab just gives you a list of all the program individual episodes that have been downloaded, and you can listen to each one. Just press the space bar and Juice will launch your media player, and you can you can listen to it or you know, navigate through it or whatever. Good boy, little buddy. Excuse me. You get across the street. Now, the final tab I wanted to talk with you about on Juice Podcatcher is the directory tab. And this is a master list of, I won't say all the podcasts available, but there are many, many podcasts available. I've heard the count 20,000, and that was a few months ago, so I don't actually have any earthly idea, but there's plenty there. And I guess this is a good time to talk about what kinds of things are on podcasts. Well, obviously, since the publisher is now reduced to the individual person, you can get some very interesting and varied quality and quantity of material. I mean, really, just look at the Blind Cool Tech website. There's a little bit there about everything, but there's even more out there with different kinds of podcasts. There are podcasts that are specialized to things you would have never thought. It's a great grassroots way of publishing, you know, more than text. Somehow there's something much more powerful about hearing the human word and the nuances and inflections, reactions to other events around. Really conveys a lot of information and allows you to learn a lot about the person who is doing the recording. What do we have going on up here? Some of the other podcasts that are available in the directory come from a variety of areas, and the directory is divided up into sections. Now, here's another squirrely part about using this with speech. As you go to each high-level directory item, the program tries to go out to the web and gather all the material that's under that. Well, that takes some time, so be patient with it. So there may be categories like Podcast Alley Top 50. And Podcast Alley is a sort of a podcasting network place that really was one of the first ones in this media event, or not media event, but this phenomena. So if you open that up, you'll see just a list of 50 different podcasts, and you can subscribe to any of them. I really wish they told more about what the podcast was about. Generally, all you're getting is the name, so you may see Adam Curry Daily Source Code, or Catholic Insider, Keith and the Girl. It's not going to be anything you recognize or know how to subscribe, whether or not you want to subscribe to. So, you know, might be a good idea to actually subscribe to one or two on a random basis, and I can give you the name of a podcast that actually reviews and interviews other podcasters, and it's a great way to learn about new podcasts. Ooh, these tree branches are low. And that is podcast411.com. So go to that website. There's a lot of information there about listening, and his show, Rob Welch, does a great job with interviewing podcasters and getting the essence of what their particular show is about, so you can get some great ideas that way. Also, hey there, forward, how about? Also, Adam Curry Daily Source Code I mentioned earlier. That he along with Dave Weiner with the Morning Coffee Notes are pretty much responsible for putting the chocolate and the peanut butter together as far as enclosure tags and RSS feeds that made podcasting possible. His website is curry.com, but I'm sure you can find either one of those two podcasts at in the directory tab, like in the top 50 or what have you. Now, a couple of things to finish up on the listening portion of this, because there's a lot to cover on the publishing portion too. A couple of things you have to remember. There currently are no kind of FCC regulations about what you can and cannot say on a podcast. So, you know, if you're easily offended, you may want to stay away from some of them. I know Podcast 411 is family friendly, and you can usually get reviews and information about which ones have suitable material for your tastes. I can guarantee you some of them won't be, no matter what your taste is. A lot of people have said that, you know, there's too much fluff in podcasts. That's a matter of opinion. There's certainly, you know, any generality is too general, including that one. But, you know, there's shows out there that are professionally done that have a pace that is bam, bam, bam. There's others that may not be so professionally done, but, you know, there may be something else in it that you find appealing for whatever reason. So with that, we'll take a real brief intermission and get into part two, publishing or creating a podcast. Thank you so much for joining us for this Talking Communities presentation about how to listen to a podcast in conjunction with Blind Cool Tech. This is Larry and Jake signing off for this edition, and we'll talk to you guys real soon. Thanks.
You've been listening to Blind Cool Tech. Visit us on the web at blindcooltech.com. Our email address is blindcooltech@gmail.com, and our comment line is 206-984-9203.